Shanti. Good morning. Namaste. Those of you who understand Hindi would have understood that this was a song about the ocean of love. And so you know that today's Murali is about love. There are actually two Muralis. So one is the Murali of love and the other is the Murali of becoming an angel and being able to give Sakash the vibrations of love and light and might to others. So first Murali, what is it that prevents us from taking God's love? We've made the effort to seek out God, and then yes, the final step was it, He came and found us. But we made the effort for many births to find Him. And so having received the knowledge with which to be able to know God, connect with God, and yet how come sometimes we say we're not able to feel God's love.
हम उसको जानते हैं, हम उसको पहचानते हैं, फिर भी हम क्यों ऐसे होता है कि हम हमेशा उसे प्यार नहीं ले सकते? लेकिन मेरी
especially at the confluence age, God is in param dham through the whole cycle.
Especially संगम युग में
present moment,
भगवान तो ऊपर परम धाम में है,
but yet he's still playing a very
और फिर भी उसका बहुत एक्टिव रोल है अभी, जो मनुष्य सृष्टि पर उसका एक्टिव रोल भी है, बाकी सारे युगों में
उसका, नॉट रियली इन टर्म्स ऑफ चेंजिंग हिस्ट्री और स्टोरीज. एंड सो नाउ गॉड्स डायरेक्ट इंटरवेंशन इन द स्टेट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड इन माय पर्सनल कर्मा. Without God's intervention in my karma, I wouldn't be able to settle everything. And so it's a very different role that God plays now. And if now also I'm saying I can't experience God's love, then Baba's explained that it's because the consciousness is still tuned to the consciousness of the body. So the I and my story. And Baba's talked a lot about external physical things, but in fact, it's actually something else. Baba, in this Murali, it seems as if there's a lot of new people there in front of Baba. But the reality that the I and my, having let go of the external things of position and possessions, there's a lot of I and my going on inside. And so to be able to get rid of that. And so Baba's played around with two words in particular, but the whole thing is about the fortune of experiencing God's love. And so where is my consciousness tuned? If it's tuned to either the external I and my externally, or even the more subtle I and my, I can't experience God's love. And that's totally me and myself. Nobody else is involved at all. Just I, the soul, connected with God and my fortune to experience God's love. And Baba's given us a lot of very beautiful detail of all the things that happen as a result of God's love. And so it's up to me. And then within that, what is it that I'm hanging on to in terms of the I? And the external I remember I'm a soul, but I forget. But from time to time, I remember. And so the identification with the body, thousands of years. And so Baba's saying, well, you realize this costume is very old. and it's not serving you very well at the moment. It's got lots of patches. And so, how come you're not able to let go of this? And so Baba's played with the two words, Tyag and Bhagya. Some people might not know what this word Tyag is, renunciation, and Bhagya, fortune. So the two words in Hindi, very similar sounding. So Tyag. Baba's asked the question, well, Baba's offering you a very beautiful costume of light, the angelic form. And so usually when somebody is offered something more beautiful than something old, you'd say, yes, I like that, I want it. And we say we do like it and we do want it, but yet still, we're not able to let go of this. And there are things that Baba's mentioned that are connected with this, that normally we would say are connected with the soul. And I'm thinking about where Baba's talked about sanskars, and sanskars connected with the body. Where do sanskars lie? Not a trick question. We would normally say first day's lesson, sanskars are in the soul. So how come Baba's saying sanskars are connected with this old body of yours? It had come up many years ago when I was with Daddy, and I remember the scene, you know, how Baba says that you can't remember someone or something without the background. So the whole background came back to my mind many, many years ago. And Daddy had said something about this, the sanskars associated with the old body. And I'd said to her, and I translated for her, we were in Istanbul, and it was the days when she used to go for a walk religiously every day after class. And so in London, I very rarely accompanied her, too many people, too many things. But in Istanbul, they said to us years ago, they wanted to get breakfast ready anyway, they needed half an hour. And so we were walking down to the sea. Daddy loved walking to the sea, loved the sea. And I asked her this question, but Daddy, how come you're saying that sanskars are connected with the body? And she said, sanskars are in the soul, but when you put them through into action, it's been through this old costume. And so the elements and the body are very deeply connected with the soul, of course. But in particular, they're very deeply connected with old sanskars. And so, the more I'm able to be detached from the consciousness of the old body, the easier it is to let go of the sanskars, of the habits that I've performed through this old body, which then made sense. But today Baba's actually mentioned it, and so I'm sure that I would have heard that Murali by then, because I'm talking about the 90s and this is the Murali of the 80s. But it just shows that you hear something and it only registers when you're ready for it. At that time when I heard this Murali in the 80s, my effort was somewhere else. It wasn't even anywhere near that. But of course for Daddy, and in fact for all the Daddies, they were already on that level and they were practicing these things. So it must have registered somewhere that 10 years later she's talking about it. So this idea of my consciousness of the old body and how just letting my consciousness slip, and not only am I disconnected with God at that time, but also I'm opening the door for all my old habits to come out again. And so this is how serious we have to understand, seriously we have to understand the whole subject of soul consciousness, first step, but also keep practicing it, keep reminding ourselves. Don't remind others, let them get on with their own effort. When you're talking to new people, fine, But when you're talking to Brahmins, you don't need to give them gyan, Baba saying. But give them your support and cooperation. And so see them as a soul, and they will feel that your presence is helping them. Remember Baba when you're meeting them, and they'll feel Baba's presence. But don't try to give them gyan. They won't listen. At least not individually, at least. And within a gathering, well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But you have to be detached. And so, soul consciousness and that stage where I'm really able to be detached and connect with Baba and feel Baba's presence, detached from my old costume, my old sense of identification with I. And one of the big things that comes up in the Brahmin family is the eye of the color of the skin. It's interesting that when we first come to Baba, one of the most dramatic changes that happens, and for me it was very dramatic in a way, because having grown up here, I'd never experienced racism. And then people loved India, people loved Indians through the 50s and 60s. It was a good feeling. 72, and there's this exodus from Uganda forcibly, and suddenly, literally a few hundred thousands of people of different skin and culture and language arrive on these shores. And it's like what's happening on the continent. Sudden. And within that sudden, there was a change of attitude and then first-hand experience of whether it's verbal or just mental attack. But I was very lucky, because by then I'd understood about soul consciousness. So maintaining your own inner dignity is in your own hands, absolutely. And so whatever the attack may be about, doesn't matter, but being stable in soul consciousness, and it didn't bother me at all, really it didn't. But then I've seen how so many, when they first come to Baba, that vision changes and they're able to maintain soul consciousness very quickly. And then somehow the battles begin. And the battle is with my own sanskars. And the mistake we make is to think that the battle is out there. It's not. It's my ego, my attachment, my desires, my whatever it is I'm carrying inside. And Baba's reminding us, let go of the consciousness of this. And when you let go, the word in Hindi, tyag, renounce. The other word, renounce, sounds tough, but actually it's not. But let go sounds easy, right? I'm holding on to this. Let go. How long does it take? It takes a moment. So, letting go, renunciation, tyag, and then the experience of fortune. And have I been able to experience my costume of light? And if not, let me try it. And once I begin to experience it, it'll be so beautiful. It is so beautiful that I want to be there more and more and more. And Baba's given us a guarantee that every Brahmin child has a costume of light in the subtle region. All we have to do is let go, and we can claim it. So the eye of this, and letting go, and coming back to the eternal, original eye. And I, the soul, is sometimes a bit boring. So then Baba says, play. Come and play with me. You can be my child, you can be the child of God, you can be the bride of God, you can be the friend of God. Play with me. And so play with all the different relationships. But stay with me. And if you stay with me, then it's easy to experience the costume of light. And then the my. And letting go of external things for most Brahmins hasn't been so difficult. I've seen that most Brahmins very easily are able to detach from all the external possessions, maybe letting go of devices. That's a new Maya. Relatively new, it wasn't there in 83 to the same extent. Letting go of that might be more challenging. Why? Because we give the royal excuse, this is a service, and it is. But how much of my time am I using it for service, and how much of my time am I using it for entertainment or just playing? But instead of playing with those things, let me play with Baba. But the more challenging thing of my is my thoughts. I was talked about letting go of base thoughts, my intellect. But I know this is right. I know my buddhi, my intellect, but I have jnana, of course I understand. And so my idea, my perception, okay, my perception is this, but what about the rest of the 360 degrees? Your perception is this. Well, maybe there's some truth in it. Maybe this is right and this is also right. It isn't one. It can be many, many, many. And if you look at Baba's Muralis, one day Baba's saying, jnana is the most important. Another day Baba's saying, yoga is the most important. Another day Baba's saying, service is the most important. Another day Baba's saying, no, everything depends on dharana. Is Baba making a mistake? So which is right? Am I going to argue with Baba and say, but Baba, I really love yoga, so I'm sure that yoga is right. Well, what about the other three? How am I going to have yoga if I don't give attention to the other three? So what Baba's teaching me by playing games in the Murali is my intellect must become flexible. I am right. Doesn't exist. There's many things that are right. And yes, whatever Baba is saying is right. But if you quote me one sentence from the Murali, everybody here can quote another sentence from the Murali, which might appear to be a contradiction, but it's also right. And so there isn't one right. And so how do I get to that stage where I'm able to see many aspects of right? Detachment. Baba's talked about being detached. And when I'm detached from my own ego of I and mine, the more subtle things, not the external things, my buddhi, my dharana, my yoga, my understanding, my idea, make list and it's long, 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 long. But that detachment from my, that's going to be the stage then when my intellect becomes broad and wide and I don't get upset. Somebody asked Dadi Gulzar, how do I know whether my stage is okay, whether my decisions are okay? And there's somebody telling me this personally in the days when Dadi Gulzar was more accessible than the last 20 years. It's a long time ago again. But when Baba gives an answer, or when the Dadis give an answer, it's not limited to that time span. It's an eternal truth. And so, Dadi Gulzar's answer to this all was, if your decisions are accurate, your stage will be accurate, and your stage will be the qualities of the soul, the original qualities. You won't shake in your peace, you won't become peaceless, your love will be maintained, your purity will be intact, there won't be upheaval, the truth that you're understanding will stay valid, and there will be happiness. So the original qualities of the soul, are the qualities that I need to develop all the time, to be able to experience them from moment to moment, not just sometimes. When that is here, I'm very happy. And when that is not here, try telling Daddy that. Can you imagine what she would have said? I used to say to Daddy, oh, I'm so happy when I'm in Madhuban. And she'd look at me and say, what about London? And I'd say, but London is a challenge. And she'd say, that's exactly why you're here. Think about it. And of course, my sanskars would manifest in Madhuban. If I was there for 3 months, 6 months, I'd soon find out that the same sanskars are emerging. But at that time, Madhuban was heaven, paradise, and here was a struggle. Even though Daddy was here, but my sanskars and all the things that were going on. And so the lesson, if I'm feeling a struggle, then the struggle is what I have to sort out in my own sanskars. And thank you to the place where I have all my karma so that it becomes a mirror for me. I can run away to another place, but I won't have a mirror, at least not for a few months. Then the mirror will start coming, or even the mirror will start cracking. But at first at least it feels okay, and then the sanskars emerge. So I thought it was a very simple way to be able to judge myself, not another, but how do I know my decisions are accurate? How do I know that my stage is okay? Because am I okay? It will take a very brave soul to tell me I'm not okay. But how do I know? And so, very simple way. So Baba's Murali is also today about being the angel so that you're able to be up above and give sakash. You don't have to put up your hands, but out of the cycle of 24 hours, how many moments, never mind minutes, do I experience the angelic stage? And if it's a moment here and there, how am I going to do the service that Baba is saying is needed at this time? And whatever were the conditions in 83, well, look at the conditions of the world today. Actually, that part of the Murali doesn't carry a date, but even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it was different. Today, more upheaval all around, everywhere. Baba's spoken about the problems that the mind has, so mental health, more and more an issue. But Baba's talked about it then. And so words aren't going to convey anything to another. But your stage, but even more than just your stage as you meet them, being the angel and being able to give sakash. The Dadis have been practicing this for a long, long time. 82, Dadi's body was out of action, and people would be writing to her, or I'd meet them on my travels, and they'd say, Dadi came to me in my dreams, and she gave me an answer. Dadi came to me in my dreams, and I felt so happy after that. I forgot all of my problems. So I know for a fact Dadi was practicing that stage then. Didi must have been practicing this since the 60s. Madeline, some of you remember Madeline, she's still around, but now not so well, so we don't see her here. But Madeline, one of the early students, and imagine the power of that soul. 5 souls were there from London, and another few from Africa, and Baba came specially August 1975 to meet a group of 12. Can you believe it? Meeting Baba, a group of 12. Meeting Baba, a group of 25,000. It just gives you an idea, doesn't it? So this very powerful soul, she's meeting Didi. and she can't take her eyes off Didi. Long story, but cut it short. But afterwards I say to her, but Madeline, Dadi was also giving you drishti. How come you're only taking drishti from Didi? And she's still sort of stunned. And she says, but that is the person who came to me to tell me that I mustn't give up. I must keep on having hope and carry on. And at that time, she believed in beings from other planets. So this would have been in the 60s. And she had seen Didi. She recognized the face as a being from another planet. So these are real stories, not just stories. So these souls, the Dadis, have been practicing these things for decades. Time for all of us to practice these things today. The population has grown, time has moved on, the Brahmin family has grown, and we can all do this service whenever we want, whenever we prepare ourselves to do it.
Ah.